Good afternoon to you all. Welcome to today's service and welcome to our lesson on Luke's Gospel. By this time, no doubt you've crossed from west to east and north to south and back again, as we now have some freedoms to travel around Scotland, which we didn't have before. But still, please take care while we do so. I'd like to read from Luke's Gospel. It's chapter 6, verses 17 through to verse 23, reading from the New King James Version. And he came down, that's Jesus, he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits. And they were healed, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Then he lifted up his eyes towards his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner the fathers did to the prophets." This part of Luke's Gospel is the what's called the Sermon on the Plain, as opposed to in Matthew's Gospel, chapters 5 through to 7, we have the Sermon on the Mount. Now, commentators differ as to whether both are a record of the same event, and some would differ and say that it's not, they're two separate events. I'm inclined to think that they are two separate events. There are differences apart from that this is on a level place, the Sermon on the Plain, but of course you get level places on mountains, so you can't really base it on that. But there are differences in the text. Luke's is a lot shorter, and there are no woes that we'll come to later in Matthew's Gospel. So there are differences. Luke's is much more compact than Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. There's a lot less teaching in it. But one of the reasons why it seems to be repetition is that there was often repetition of material in the life of people who teach. They go over the same material with their pupils time and time again so that it gets ingrained in their heads and also in their hearts. And I suspect that Jesus was no different in teaching his disciples. The same thing, that they need to go over things again and again and again. There are some people, of course, with amazing memories who can read.